are listening to Setting History Straight with Linda Watson on Hebrew Nation Radio.
All right, so let's get to the persecution part. There's a lot to this. There's a lot to it. Let's go ahead and get in here. We'll start here, Luke 21, verse 10. Then he said unto them, nation, which is a race he's talking about, shall rise up against race or tribe, and the kingdom against kingdom. That is an actual war. You can see that going on right now. Now, here we go, Ezekiel 38, 21. This is what's about to take place. We do not know how it's going to take place, but it's going to take place. I will call for a sword against him throughout all the mountains, that's the governments, and say, the Lord God, every man's sword shall be against his brother. There's going to be some kind of civil war. Now, I don't know how that falls out. I just know that it's going to happen, and this is what it tells you here. So it says in 21, the great earthquakes in different places, famine, pestilence, fearful sights in the heavens. We haven't seen any to the extent that he's talking about here, an elevated famines, elevated earthquakes, and pestilence. We have those now, but he's talking about elevated. Okay, but now look at this, verse 12. But before all of these, before the earthquakes, the famine, the pestilence, the war, before all of these, they shall lay hands on you. That's us. That's the believers, and persecute you and delivering you up to the synagogues, to into the prisons, being brought before kings, rulers for my name's sake. And I'm going to talk to you about this specifically. This has to take place before America can fall. It's telling you, but before all of these, do y'all see that? Before all of these, they will lay hands on you. So they're going to pull you in, and you're going to do a testimony to these people that are at the top. I mean, that's what he's saying. Now, think about why AI. I'm going to tell you why. Everybody knows something's going on with AI, but they don't know what's going on. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Satan's going to use it to gather evidence against us. He's not interested in Joe Blow on the side of the street. He wants to get to God's people. Do you think Trump and all of that corrupt bunch up there, do you think they have a plan to get to you and me? They don't even know that's Satan's plan. They have no idea that's Satan's plan. But somehow, probably using this, the AI and all these data centers, that's why they're setting them up, is so they can gather all the evidence they need on you. So when they bring you into court, they can pull up your text notes, they can pull up your emails, and they can say, this is what you said on such and such a date. And that's Satan's plan. I'm telling you, that is Satan's plan. Because we aren't in a Baptist church somewhere sitting for, and it's easy access to us. We are not in that. We are in family homes or on the internet or whatever, but we're not in a building somewhere for the most part. There are some that are, right? That's the big names, which usually don't know nothing. They know nothing right now. I mean, it's pitiful to listen to them. It's just pitiful. But anyway, I'm going to prove to you that it's us. I'm going to prove to you it's us and why he's going to do it. Okay, so let's go through this. 13, it shall turn to you for a testimony. You're going to testify in front of these people. Now listen to this. And settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before you answer, because I'm going to give you the words. He's telling you right here, for I will give you a mouth of wisdom which you and your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. He's going to put the words in your mouth to tell them what they need to hear, and they're not going to be able to come back at you for it. Do y'all understand that? So going on, and that's how you know it's not the Baptist preacher over there somewhere, because how in the world is that person going to give a testimony? But you can give one. Do you understand what I'm saying here? When he says you, he means literally the believers. And this doesn't sound pleasant, but it's only for one purpose, and it's to tell these people before this nation falls, and the truth is going to come from us. That's how you're going to be witness to these nations. I mean, to this nation. That's how you're going to be a witness to this nation. That's it. Now going on, and you shall be, unless I'm totally out of the ballpark, this is what it's saying. I'm just reading what it's saying here. But you shall be betrayed by your parents, your brothers, your kinsmen, and your friend, and some of them may cause you to be put to death. But it's interesting because maybe some people will die. But look at this. So you have been hated by all men for my name's sake. But then he goes in, but there shall not be a hair on your head perish. So I can't reconcile this where it says you and your friends and you shall cause to be put to death. I think this is not literally meaning that you're going to be put to death, because right here it says there is not shall not be a hair on your head perish. So you're being brought up for one reason, and that's to tell these people what the Father has to say. You're going to be like Jeremiah. Now, I don't know who's going to go and tell. I don't know who these people are that are going to be persecuted. I don't know. But I can see there's a rise between the people that are supporting the war and supporting Israel and the people that are not supporting Israel and not supporting the war. I can see that division coming. And I know what side the government's on. They're on Israel's side. So could it come down that way? I have no idea. All I know is they're going to gather information, and Satan, once he has it, he's going to play the cards. He's holding all the hands on the cards. These guys are just pawns in the game. They're just pawns. They have no idea what Satan's doing. They're following along like a bunch of sheep. They don't know that Linda Watson in Luling, Louisiana is a believer. They don't know any of that stuff. They don't even know why they would want to persecute me. But Satan knows. Do y'all understand this? All right, so let's go on. Anybody want to comment? Anybody?
Well, it occurred to me moments ago, the passage where the Messiah is saying, if you pick up, if you want to follow me, be nailed to the cross. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember things, but I can see that, you know, that's what'll happen. We'll be persecuted and nailed to the cross, kind of thing. Yeah,
pretty much that way. But yeah. It says that not a hair on your head is going to be destroyed. So in this particular persecution, see, this is a different persecution. But it says everybody's going to hate you. I mean, that's pretty blatant right there. Now let's get to this part right here. We're going to go back into some of this, okay? So Revelation 17, verse 12. All right, now these men that God is using for this persecution, that's we're going to talk about them, okay? So 17, verse 12. Now the 10 horns which I saw are 10 kings which have not received a kingdom. So that eliminates the brick right there. Do y'all see that eliminates the brick right there? Because they have nations.
That was the list that was passed around the other day.
Yes, it is. It is. All right. Yet they receive power as kings. They're not kings. They acting like kings. They don't have a kingdom. And they're only going to have a short hour to do what they need to do. Now, you probably already know where I'm going. These ones have one mind. See, they are of a one mind. That mind is diversity and everybody's equal. But really, we don't want the white people to be equal. We want all the other people to be elevated above them. And so that's their one mind right there. Shall give their power and strength to the beast. They're going to help the beast. They're going to help the government system to do what they want to do. It's reading like a newspaper right here. All right, so Revelation 17, verse 16, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, who hated the whore. The whore is America. She, Israel is always, I should change that. The whore is Israel. I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel in Europe and America and Canada. That is the whore. Okay. She rides the beast. She is not the beast. The beast is a government systems. The government system, somebody tell me what it is. What is our government system? Babylon. Okay. So she, it says, these 10 horns that thou sawest upon the beast, they hate the woman, which is America, and shall make her desolate, naked, and eat her flesh and burn her with fire. She's the one that destroys. These 10 horns are the ones that destroy the country. That's what we're told here. They have, notice it, they have no kingdom and they act like kings. That's your two clues right there. All right, here they are. Now, I'm not saying it's necessarily all of these people, but this is probably, they're probably going to come out of some of these rich men at the top, the CEOs in the companies. Do y'all see that? And here they are. Okay. So let's go through them. Elon Musk, he owns X, he is Dutch, and he's an agnostic. Larry Ellison, he is Jewish. He owns Oracle, which is a server. It actually deals with the servers and structure and networks. It's a networking company, but it also is in charge of the cloud, which is storage. So that's why he's very interested in the data centers because they can store the information on people. And that's what these guys want. They want, it says, the beast has eyes in the book of Revelations. I should have pulled that verse out. They have eyes. They want to set up a system where they not only can see everything you're doing, but control you. So that's what all of this is about. This is what all of this is about, just so that they can get to the people that Satan wants to get to and destroy, because he wants to set up his kingdom. Do you see that? All right, he's from New York, the Bronx, and went to school in Chicago. All right, Mark Zuckerberg went to Harvard. He's in charge of Facebook Messenger, Instant Messenger. Okay, he is Jewish. Larry Page, he went to Stanford. Practically all of these men went to Stanford. I don't know what it is with Stanford. Okay, he is Jewish. He's in charge of Google. He's from Michigan. Jeff Bezos, he's in charge of Amazon. He went to Princeton. He lived in New Mexico, raised by his stepfather, and he's an agnostic. There, you're going to find that they're either Jewish or they're agnostics. There's no Christians in the whole bunch. There's no Christians in the whole bunch. Okay, I've gone through and read all their biographies. Okay, going on. Sergio Brin, he's from Russia. He went to Stanford University and he runs Google. He runs it with Larry Page. Stephen Ballmer, he went to Harvard. He's from Detroit and he owns Microsoft, or really not owns it. He was managing Microsoft and the Clippers, which is a sports team. Jansen Hong. Now he's the only different one. He's Oriental. He doesn't have a religion. He again Stanford. Look at this, Stanford University. He's from Oregon, and his company is Oregon Computer Company. Warren Buffett. Now he is an agnostic. He has mainly made his money in textile manufacturing. He went to Columbia University. Do you see every one of these guys are going to either very liberal schools or Ivy League schools? That's where they went. Okay. And so his wife, he's very, very pro Israel, very pro Israel. But all of these people are pro Israel. Do y'all understand that? All of them. So Michael Dell, he's from Houston, went to Texas University. He actually went to Austin. I think he went to Austin, Texas, Austin University, if I remember correctly. He's in charge of Dell Computing. Rupert Murdoch, he is from Australia. He was educated in Oxford. That is the largest university in Britain. He is in charge of Fox News. His wife is Jewish and he's an agnostic. Are y'all seeing this? Are you seeing what these how these people think, where they came from, and who they are? Okay, here's Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI. He went to Stanford. Look how many people went to Stanford. I mean, it's just amazing. Peter Thiel. He is in charge of PayPal and a how do I pronounce it? Palantra. Am I
Palantir.
pronouncing Palantir? Thank you very much. So Palantir is the system they're using to connect everything together, all of these data centers, and they actually are going to use that system. That's the system that's going to be plugged into everything so that they can get the data that they need.
And
All right, so go ahead, Brian.
if you've ever saw or read Lord of the Rings, the big orb that Sauron and Saruman, the two bad guys in there, use to spy on everything, is called the Palantir.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's they show the in the movie they show an eyeball in the stone, but it's look shining on everybody looking.
Well, that fits right into scripture then, Brian, because the scripture says the beast will have eyes.
Yeah, and this was written back in the 1930s by J.R.R. Tolkien, and
Right.
he what a inspiration that he had forethought of what is happening.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the Father's inspiring all of this. Here's another one that went to Stanford, y'all. Do you see that? Bill Gates. Okay, Bill Gates, Microsoft, and vaccines. He went to Harvard. He actually dropped out of Harvard. A real smart fellow. All of these people are smart and agnostic. They are all huge supporters of Israel. They are huge supporters of this war. And they, scripture says, the 10 of them. That he's concentrating on, Satan is concentrating on, 10 of those men, which would probably, a strong possibility it'll come out of some of these, are creating a system that supports the beast. Do you see what he's saying? They're creating a system. Do I need to go back up and read that to you? See, they are creating a system that supports the beast, but they receive power as kings, 1 hour with the beast. Do you see that? 1 hour represents a short length of time. So these guys are trying to build a system because they want to control everybody. And they want to be, first of all, they want to be, in order to do that, they've got to know what you're doing. So they're going to be tracking you with these data centers. That's what they plan to do, is track you. That's what all this stuff is about, is control. All right, so going on, Let's go here now. Now, these guys, scripture talks about them. I'm going to read it to you. It says, when America falls, which she is the whore, and we just said that they're going to burn her. Did I read that verse to you? They're going to burn her with fire. I think I read that verse to you. Verse 18, verse 15, the merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, the beast power, shall stand afar off for the fear of the torment. Actually, that's not the beast power. That's the woman. And weep and wail and saying, at last that great city that was purple and scarlet and decked in gold and precious stones and pearls. In 1 hour, so great riches come to naught, and every shipmaster and every company and ships and sailors and many that trade by the sea stood afore off. And they cast their dust on their heads because now they have nobody to sail to. And wailing say, at last for this great city wherein was made rich. Now look at this part. She was made rich, all that had ships in the sea. That's trading and merchandising and purchasing. That's capitalism right here, by reason of her costliness. She has unreasonable cost in the in that's what it's saying, by reason of her costliness. That's talking about how the cost of everything is out of control. That's why it makes it so difficult for people to make it these days, and they made her desolate. All right, going on. I'm getting to the point here. And the voices, the harps, and the music, and the pipers, and the have been heard no more in the no craftsman whatsoever craftsman be shall be found any more in the and the sound of the millstone should not be found heard any more in the. So it's going to be called every business is going to drop. There's not going to be any businesses. Okay, that's what this country is going to be like. And the light of the candles shall shine no more in her. Electricity is going to be turned off. And the voice of a bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more in her. For thy merchants that were the great men of the earth. There you go. The great men of the earth. They were the great men of the earth. For their sorceries were all nations deceived. They are up to something. Now you could see that Larry Ellison is very good friends with Trump. He gave Trump $100 million for his campaign. He expects something in return for that. Do y'all understand that? And that piece is to help support his company, which is storage. I mean, one of the things he does is store data. So that's what some of these data centers are going to be created for, as well as really what they're created for. Is to spy on you. But they are up to sorcery and deception. Somebody tell me what sorcery means, okay?
Pharmakia.
Pharmakeia, thank you. Pharmakeia, there's your sorcery. So some of this may come down with another vaccine. I don't know how it's, I don't know how it's going to come down. I just know that what it's telling us right here, that these men are up to their eyeballs involved in it. They're setting it up for the beast. The beast is who? It is Babylon, the woman. Okay, the woman, the United States, okay? And Europe and all of these nations are part of it. But it's concentrating really on her because she's the one that gets burned. She's the one that gets burned. She is Babylon. The other nations are not Babylon because it talks about Babylon is the hindermost nation and it says she is the hammer of the earth. That's America. So, I mean, no doubt. So, going on 24, and in her is found the blood of the prophets, the saints, and all that were slain in the earth. That right there, that verse right there, that goes back to all of these kingdoms that have come down through the time He's talking about all of these kingdoms. He's going to shut this thing down. And it says she killed the prophets. This is not specifically addressing America, but it says, and all the slain that were on the earth. Well, all the slain that are on the earth, look at all the wars America's and all these European countries have been involved in. There's a lot of slain on the earth. Okay, going on. So,
Can I comment on that real quick?
absolutely.
I think it's been going on a long time, and Charlie Kirk is a great example of this. Like one at a time, believers and that are outspoken and just preaching the word, one at a time, they're prosecuted in courts or they're taken out in silence, just like Charlie Kirk.
Very good point. Very good point. So you're saying that, they're just taking them out slowly in this
Yeah,
process.
yeah. And it's been going on for years
Then you're
in
going to have to
through
see
the
some of these guys that are just screaming at the top of their lungs right now on these podcasts. They're going to have to come down. Something is going to give here, because it's also talking, it Joe is talking about Charlie Kirk, because he was a believer, right? But it also has got to be some of us too. I mean, I don't know how many, I don't know how to what extent, but we already see brother and brother fighting right now. The nation split again. They split. They're usually split over liberal and Democrat stuff. Now it's not. It's split over this war in Iran. Now Trump has to do something. Y'all realize that he has to do something, because otherwise they're going to lose the midterm elections. GOP is not going back in there, because these young guys that are all over X right now, hey, they're saying, hey, we're not voting for them. We're not going to vote for GOP, because they didn't keep any of their promises. They said they were going to build a wall. They didn't do that. They said they were going to take the immigrants out. See, the whole thing is about immigrants right now. The whole thing is about immigrants coming into their land and taking over the country and suppressing the white people. And so that's what we see going on every day. I mean, you can't, your cities are full of crime. You can't go in the cities anymore. I mean, they're ran by the immigrants, and it's just full of crime. And this is what we have because of our diversity teaching. This is what has brought all these people in here. These Democrats opened up the borders because they think, let all the immigrants come in. Let's overwhelm these white people and suppress them, which that was their plan. They don't even know that this is Satan's plan, that that's what he wants to do, is stomp out Israel. Because we just explained earlier, that's the family everybody's going to be born into. And nobody knows it because nobody teaches it. And they want to avoid it like the plague because they don't ever want to tell you the truth. I mean, that's just a fact. So going on Revelations 12, verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. Now, this one has not appeared, but I'm telling you right now, you're going to look up in the heavens and see a red dragon at some point. Probably a strong possibility it'll happen this year or next year. I mean, I can't put timing on everything, but things have got to be running out of time. I mean, I look at everything and I'm saying how much longer? Because it's got to be running out of time. Do y'all see what I'm saying? And it says this thing, this red dragon, okay, having seven heads, 10 horns, seven crowns upon his head. All right, now his tail drew a third of the stars. That's Satan's minions, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to deliver and devour her child as soon as it was born. So there's going to be a revival coming in to this nation. It's going to be under the radar, because they are not going to let people, fathers are not going to let some people know. so that they won't get persecuted. He's going to hold it up as long as he can, but he's working in the people's hearts now. And it's and people are beginning to have their spirits stirred. And you can begin to see some of that. So some of the people's spirit is being stirred. That is a movement of a child being born. And the only child he's interested in being born is the ones that are coming into his kingdom. Do y'all see that? All right, so going on, he brought forth a man child. It's interesting that so many of these young guys on X are doing the podcast right now, and they're just on fire. Who rule over the nations and with a rod and iron, and the child was caught up unto God to his throne. Now that is in reference to the Messiah right here. That piece, all of this plays the role. The man child is the Messiah also, right? But it has a double meaning here. It is the movement of the believers that are coming up at this age, okay, that are being, their spirits are being stirred. And those people are before the, and this is what we're talking about here. Those kids, those people, whoever they are their hearts is being stirred. And that's when Satan has got to go after them. That's what he's going to use this data centers for. That's what he's going to use all this stuff for. This persecution has to come before the war. All right, going on. And when the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth, he immediately persecuted the woman. He persecuted the woman which had brought forth the man child. See, you've been telling people all along. They're beginning, some of them are beginning to hear it. They just haven't had all the pieces to come together yet. But they're beginning, it's in their hearts. They're beginning to hear it. It's something will kick it forward. Is what I'm saying to you. But see, when the persecution starts, we know that Satan has fallen to the earth. So that's how you know when Satan has fallen to the earth is when the persecution starts against the woman, because it says, as soon as he's cast to the earth, he persecutes the woman. Do y'all see it? So I'm telling you, probably this year Satan gets cast. The way things are looking to me, this year, surely, or at the most next year. I mean, the Father could let the time slide, but it's a very strong possibility that Satan may fall from the heavens this year. Do y'all see that? That has to happen first. Then the persecution happens. Then the war and the pestilence and famine and all that comes next. All right, so the woman is given at this point when she becomes persecuted. See, it's the woman that keeps the commandments that is persecuted. She starts heading for the wilderness. Do you say that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she's nourished for a time, times and a half in time, from the face of the serpent, the dragon? So Satan gets cast down to the earth. The woman, the true church, gets persecuted. That's what causes her to go into the wilderness. See, we're leaving this part out because nobody's talking about this piece that's coming, which is the persecution. And how it comes, I don't know, but I know it's got to come. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, made war with her, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed because he's not allowed to get to her. She's in a place of protection. He's not allowed to get to her. So now he comes after the people that didn't make it to the wilderness, that keep the commandments, look at that, and have the testimony of the Messiah. They hesitated. They did not go when they needed to go. So you got to follow instructions. Okay, so these guys didn't make it to the wilderness. You know, of course, God knows who he wants where. Because that doesn't mean anything, because we'll be teaching the people that are left in this nation, the people that go into the wilderness, we'll be teaching those. And that means teaching all the other people that, you know, are lost in these Hebrew roots movements. I mean, that's a loss work right there. I'm telling you, they're not hitting on any cards. Everything's about everything the Father has been talking about for thousands of years is about to take place in the next couple of years. And these people's head is off somewhere else. They ain't even on the planet where the Father wants them to be to try to help their people. Because you go to one of those churches, they'll play music and dance for an hour and a half, and they squeeze in a little 20, 30-minute sermon. That's what they do. So where are there, is their heart in the word? I don't know that. I can't judge them. I know that they're good people. They're probably better people than me. But he wants, it's not about who you are and what you are. It's about what work are you going to do? You see, who's going to do what the Father wants him to do? That's just what I'm trying to tell you here. These guys are lost as gooses. There's one major person who I love as a personal friend of mine. He finally did a sermon saying, and he left it open at the end, is it possible that America is Ephraim? You need to catch up and hit the accelerator button, because we're so far beyond who is Ephraim and where she is. Do y'all? Because if you don't even know who Ephraim is, you can't understand any of those prophecies. So you can't tell anybody what's going to happen. Do you all see what I'm saying to you? All right, so going on. I'm sorry I get so wound up. And all right, so Revelation 6, verse 7. And when he'd opened this fourth seal, I heard a voice, and the fourth beast said, come and see. And he said, look, behold, there was a pale horse, as the name that sat on him was death, and hell followed after him, and the power was given unto him over the fourth of the earth. One fourth of the earth is the Israelite countries. They make up one fourth of the earth. Okay, to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and the beast of the earth. Those are the four plagues that God always brings on Israel. Okay, so now it says, now it talks about after you have had the war, you have had hunger, that's famine, you've died, and the beasts have come all over your land, which is what's going on now. Okay. After that has taken place, the fifth seal gets open, and that is when you really have the true persecution. The first one, there might be a few people that die from it, but he's telling you the majority of you don't even get a hair on your head hurt. Do y'all read that? I read it to you. So that persecution that happens in this country with us is going to be a testimony to them. Do you understand? That's a testimony to them. Okay, so that they get told. All right. This one right here is the people that are Laodicean that have gone, they didn't make it to the wilderness. The Father didn't protect them. And there's others that maybe that are not in that case, but they are allowed to go into, not go into the wilderness, but to be there for these people so that they can teach them. So there's a whole group of people that go out with these people that leave this land and they teach them. They go into that beast kingdom. Okay, the beast kingdom is going to be the thing that brings the real persecution, and they'll die. It says right here, I saw altars of the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which was held. So that's the real persecution. That doesn't happen. Let me say that again. That does not happen until America falls, to all these Christian countries fall, and they go under the beast power. Now, the beast power is going to be the Eastern nations in the world, Russia, China, India, the Middle Eastern countries. They're all going to come together as this big conglomerate. And they're going to be the beast power. And then we get to Revelations 13. I'm going to read that in a minute here. cried with a loud voice, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge the blood of them that dwell on the earth?" And the white robes were given to them, and they said unto them, "Rest for a little while until your fellow servants and brothers shall be killed, as it were fulfilled." Okay, so there's a martyrdom, but it does not happen until the beast kingdom is set up over the whole world. The beast kingdom is running right now. You understand that? That's a form of it is the BRIC, and a form of it is Israel in the Middle East. Okay, so, and those two entities make the beast power. So let's go on here. And I held open the sixth seal, and that's when, you know, the moon became, and the great earthquake occurred. And so there's another great earthquake. All right, so Luke 21, 29, he spake unto them a parable, behold, a fig tree and all out of all the trees. And then when they now shoot forward to see and know of your own self that the summer is now nigh at hand. So anytime he says something is nigh at hand, it's coming quick. So something happens in a summertime. Now we know that Israel goes into captivity in a summer bowl of wheat. So we know that. But something takes place in the summertime. I keep telling people something will take place in the summertime. All right. So likewise, you will see these things come. Know that the kingdom of God is near at hand. Look at what we're talking about here. Look at what we're talking about here. We're talking about something that comes in the summer, and the kingdom of God comes up at the same time that this thing, whatever it is, occurs. I don't know what that is. And this generation, y'all, shall not pass till all be fulfilled. This generation, the generation we are in, it's not going anywhere until it's done. So going on, and heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one word that I've said will pass away. He said, I'm going to fulfill it. I'm going to fulfill it all. And if it says 3.5 years, it's going to be 3.5 years, y'all. So going on, I think that's it. I wanted to go over Revelation 13, and I'm going to read this to you just, so let me read it. Okay, verse 11. And I beheld another beast. Now we talked about the first beast, right? That's the one that has come through time. It started with Egypt, and it just Babylon and Assyria and Medo-Persia and Greece and Rome. All of those are those kingdoms. I beheld and another beast, which comes up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. All right, so everybody thinks he's real innocent. A lamb is innocent. Two horns. The two horns are the beast power and the false prophet, okay? And he spake as a dragon, because he is the with the beast kingdom. He's sided himself with the beast kingdom, which is going to be China, Russia, and all of those conglomerates in the east. And notice the words here. And he exercised all the power of the first beast. He has control. And he caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So he throws his power to and supports, and he's backing the Eastern nations. That's who he is. I believe this is talking about Israel in the Middle East. That's who I think it's talking about. But you can kind of see it, and it does. He's going to do great wonders and make fire come down from heaven in the sight of men. And he'll probably do it in Jerusalem, because that would cause everybody to be deceived. If they say fire coming down from heaven in Jerusalem, they're going to all fall down and worship these two men. Do y'all see this? I mean, that hasn't happened yet. It's not, can't happen until America falls. I mean, it's possible it could rise up before then, but more likely it happens when America falls. Not tomorrow, somebody could draw fire down from heaven and then I'd be speaking out of turn. But if I've done and said something wrong, I just correct myself and go on. And that's what we need to do. Because we read what we read and we try to see how it's working in the time frame and in the biblical information that we've been told. So there's some things that are about to take place in this country that's going to cause, the Civil War is already beginning to start. That's going to cause the people themselves to be persecuted. So how that persecution comes down in this country, I don't know. Satan knows. These people at the top, they don't know. They don't. They're pawns in the game. They're pawns in the game. So Satan's doing all the maneuvering and he's pushing this thing in the way he wants it pushed in. And that's how it's coming down, y'all. So I'm gonna stop there.
You are listening to Setting History Straight with Linda Watson on Hebrew Nation Radio.